7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's a beautiful morning, a great morning here in New England. And this morning I want to give you a little bit of information for those of you that have evergreens around your home and on your property. And in the past you've had problems with deer coming in. They love rhododendrons. They love arborvitae. I think arborvitae is like ice cream to us. To deer, and they can really create a major, major problem on your property. So we've invited Bruce Ryan from the Shakeaway Company because they have come out with a brand new way to control deer if you have tall growing evergreens. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
I really appreciate you getting up early on a Sunday and joining us to talk about ways that we can keep our properties safe and to eliminate damage caused by deer. Tell us about Shakeaway.
Well, you know, Shakeaway and the product we're talking about is made out of coyote urine granules. And basically what Shakeaway has done is taken the strongest instinct that deer have, which is the instinct to survive, and based our repellent on that instinct. All companies that have animal repellents for gardening work on some kind of or some type of mode of action. These could be obnoxious odors, bad taste, so forth. And all these things are sort of, you know, something that a deer isn't going to want to partake of, that it doesn't necessarily cause fear in a deer. Our product is, the mode of action is fear-based. All animals, prey animals especially, have natural enemies, and the deer, the natural enemy is a coyote, and so we use a urine product to make it seem like coyotes have taken up residence in and around your shrubs or gardening area.
So when the deer come onto your property, they can smell the scent of coyote urine, so they're a little bit more hesitant to come in your yard.
Now, that's correct. You know, like, again, coyote is a natural enemy of deer. And, you know, deer herds are usually kind of led by the alpha doe. And the doe, which is a female species of deer, very early understand the idea of keeping away from coyotes, and they use their incredible sense of smell to determine where these animals are. Coyotes actually prey on fawn deer in the spring and are usually account for the greatest amount of fawn mortality. So the deer, just like any good mother, is protecting its young and leading away from any odor or evidence that, you know, would make it seem like coyotes are in the region.
Now, tell us what Shakeaway has done this year. This is something that nobody has done, and I think it will it's something that we should explain to our listening audience, especially at this time of the year and in the weeks to come. If you live in an area where there's going to be a lot of snow, most of the products you sprinkle on the ground, you get a foot or two of snow, they're not as effective. So tell us what Shakeaway has done.
what we've done, and you're correct, that's exactly some of the problems that are with some of the competitors' products that they're not very friendly to environmental weather like snow or rain or so forth. What we've done is taken a very permeable organic material and saturated it with the actual coyote urine. Then we've put it into a bag that is perforated to allow air to flow in and out, but it's designed to restrict moisture from coming in. So this gives us the advantage of being able to withstand rain, water, snow, but it also gives us the idea that we can tie one of these onto these evergreens that you were talking about, deer relishing, and tie them on anywhere from 2 to 4 foot, which is the normal browsing range that a deer is going to use. And, you know, this will keep it above snow level, so it makes it easier for the deer to smell. Even though deer can smell through snow, it does muffle some of the odor, and this allows us to keep it above the snow level, which, you know, keeps it out of the weather and allows the airflow to go and keep the odor in the area.
So if you have a hedge, let's say, of arborvitaes, and they're 5 or 6 foot tall, and in the past you've had the deer come and chew on them, how many would you use? How far apart would you tie these individual bags of shakeaway on your hedge?
We suggest tying these about every 8 to 10 feet. And, you know, you can do it around sort of the perimeter of your shrubs or your landscaping area. And these packs will last anywhere from 60 to 90 days, which, you know, solves a lot of the problem of you going out there every time you have some weather or even in normal conditions and resprinkling or spraying plants with another type of repellent.
Now, when should people start to attach these bags of deer repellent on their evergreen plants? Is it something they should do now, or should they wait a little bit longer?
You know, we live in a wooded area here, and I like to start putting these out the 1st of December. You know, as we all know, the leaves have dropped or are in the process of dropping. All the greenery has sort of left the natural environment. And deer have this need for green, and that's why they get into your evergreens and everything so forth. And the, you know, the worst months are January and February. And if you start in December, you're kind of letting the deer know in advance that there's predators in and around your garden area, and they're going to find a friendly environment to feed on. And it's important to go ahead and carry this on through the winter and into the spring when deer have gone through a winter and are really looking for green up. And we all know, we've all had experiences where your spring flowers, your tulips and your tiger lilies and so forth, that's starting up through even early snows, late snows sometimes, that deer will just absolutely, you know, destroy. So I like to kind of switch over from the evergreen and start protecting the areas that I have these flowers planted in anywhere, you know, from early March through April.
So at this time of the year, you would tie the bags on shrubbery, do it December 1st, and then again in, so all of December, all of January, so around the 1st to the middle of February, reapply the bags, and then in the spring, you can switch from the bags to the granular products, and that you could just shake in the beds where your newly sprouting flowers are emerging out of the garden.
That's correct, Paul. That's pretty much the schedule that seems to work here the best.
So if one of these bags is strong enough to cover an 8 to a 10-foot area, then for the normal house, a couple of these bags, one on each side of your front steps, would probably be enough to treat the whole front of the house.
That's correct. With a deer's keen sense of smell, you don't really have to overdo it. And because we're using the mode of action of fear, it's not necessary that every single bush be sprayed or treated, because the odor is going to radiate from the area and let deer know that a coyote may be present or has been present in that area, and they're going to avoid it.
That's wonderful. And with this new idea that ShakeAway has come out with, where you can actually put the scent of the coyote at their nose level rather than on the ground, I think it's going to make a big, big difference in the quality of how the product works.
Yeah, that's correct, and that's what we were trying to accomplish. And you know, we've put this in a 4-pack that that a person can buy that would need a larger area, or we now developed a new single pack where somebody can try a single 90-day pack and hang it and see how it works for them. And you know, we're sure that they'll have a very positive result and want to continue using our product.
And what is the website, Bruce?
It's shake-away.com.
It's as simple as that. Bruce, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we want to encourage all of you that if you have deer and you live in an area with snow, put the scent where the nose is, not in the ground. Use the ShakeAway packets.
Your host and my old friend Paul Parent has raved about the wonders of the macroscope, the 7-power monocular from www.closetoinfinity.com, and we both hoped someone would buy one for you this holiday season. Okay, they didn't take the hint. So now take one from both of us. Buy one of these and never fumble with binoculars again. Plus, focus down to an unheard-of 18 inches. Don't wait until Father's Day, Mother's Day, or your birthday. Don't wait to see the pollen on the back leg of a bee and then use the easy side wheel and instantly focus on a bird in a faraway tree. The macroscope. You waited for others. Now get it for yourself. Two models starting at $149 plus $6 shipping. See and order at www.closetoinfinity.com. www.closetoinfinity.com.
Or call 907-229-5460. 907-229-5460. The Macroscope. You deserve one.
If you plant in new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
My wild Irish home.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower.
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently.
Like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas.
When you use EDGE.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims.
And we can back up every one.
Go to QuickEDGE.com to learn more now.
Spelled KWIKEDGE.com.
EDGE is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use EDGE have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy.
And it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money-back guarantee when you buy the EDGE at QuickEDGE.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to KWIKEDGE.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Norman from Milford, New Hampshire, who has a question about a white birch.
Norman, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul. My wife Hi. And I, thank you for taking my call. My wife and I enjoy your program immensely. I have a problem, Paul. I have a tree stump. It's a white birch tree that I took down about 12 years ago. And it stands about 20 feet away from the lake and maybe 15 feet away from my well. And what do I do to take that, get that stump down? It's taken years to rot. It's not doing an awful lot. It's still there. And I want to take that stump down. It's a huge stump. What do I do to take it out?
Is it something that you can just cut just below the surface and then fill it with soil, or do you want to actually pull it out of the ground?
Well, I'd like to get it rotted right out, even with the ground, if I could. It stands up about maybe 10 inches or 8 inches above the ground.
Okay, so you just want to get it out so that you can maintain the ground
around it
easier.
That's correct.
I think what I would do, Norman, is I would dig the soil from around the plant, probably a foot deep. You're going to find that birch is a soft hardwood. I mean, if you cut a birch when it's healthy and growing, it is hardwood. The bark of the tree is like paper, as you well know, but it holds moisture into the wood, preventing it from drying properly. And if you've ever tried to burn birch, if it's split, it's beautiful. If you don't split it and you allow the bark to remain on it, it will slowly rot from the inside of the wood. So I would imagine that stump is pretty soft. So I would dig around it. Take a saw, just use a chainsaw, and I'd be willing to bet that you could remove that very, very easily and then just fill in the hole. I wouldn't go through the expense of bringing in a backhoe or renting some heavy equipment like that to pull it out. I would just dig a trench all the way around it, take the hose, wash it so that when you do use your chainsaw, you're not cutting into little stones and rocks that would dull the blade. But I'm sure if you did that, you could get it below the soil line and then just cover it with soil, plant around it, put some bark mulch, and you can make a little garden. And over the course of a few years, once that stump is cut below the soil line or even level with the soil line, you can plant flowers around it, cover the what is exposed with some bark mulch, and that would rot the stump very, very quickly. So just pull the soil off, wash it with your hose to get any rocks and dirt away from it, cut it as close or below the soil line, fill in the trench, plant around it, and you should be okay, because I know it's going to rot much faster. Birch is a wood that is almost sealed with that papery covering, and moisture doesn't evaporate. It rots the stump very, very quickly. So try that. I'm sure it's going to work for you. Thank you, Norman. Don, who's next?
Up next, this is Mary from Cape Cod, who has a question about skimmia.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Nice to talk to you. I enjoy your show very much.
Thank you.
I hope I'm pronouncing this right. Skimmia, does that ring a bell?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yep.
I was told it was a dwarf rhododendron. Is that correct?
Skimmia is actually in the holly family. And skimmia is a low-growing evergreen. Will grow anywhere from 12 to 24 inches tall. They can spread up to 3 feet. There are male and female, just like the holly. And only the female will give you the red berries. The male and the female both make white flowers in the spring, but only the female will give you berries. It's a great plant. So south of Boston, they do wonderful.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun, but don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract the good birds. Cheap Cheese contains fillers like Milo, cracked corn, and millet. Great if you want morning doves and grackles, but if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends with raisins, cherries, cranberries, and tree nuts. Also the only bird food with vitamins, electrolytes, minerals. That's Wild Delight.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. also on super sale. Olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you? When you're sick, get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You know, this time of the year, a lot of us begin to lose our outside activities with the garden, and we're looking for a little bit of color in the backyard. And one of the ways that you can get that color in the backyard during the fall and winter months is with a bird feeder. And using the right seed for the bird feeder makes a big, big difference. And how do we start to attract the birds to our garden? Well, I invited a friend who really knows her birds. Her name is C.Ann Laverty. And C.Ann, well, I think she has more birds in her yard than most of us could ever think possible. And she's going to tell you this morning how to prepare your site, and if you have fed the birds in the past, what to do with that bird feeder. C.Ann, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm terrific. And yourself, C.Ann?
Very good. On a nice sunny morning here in northern New Jersey.
It's beautiful here in southern Maine, and we're not going to complain because where Dawn lives in Minnesota, he had a foot of snow yesterday.
Oh,
so.
My. He can keep that for now, right?
He sure can. Now, if people fed the birds last year and then during the summer they decided, well, I don't want to feed them anymore, they put the bird feeder into the garage, what should they do to start off the year?
Right. I mean, you should clean the feeders. I clean my feeders twice a year. I clean them in the springtime and I clean them in the fall time, just to get accumulating, you know, dust and stuff and usage, wash it on off. I use a nice mixture of hot water and a very mild dish soap, and I wash them down, and then I let them air dry. Now, a lot of feeders now are coming out where you can actually disassemble them. Take the bottoms off and the ports come out, and you can really thoroughly clean them. There is a nice long handle brush that you can use to clean on the inside and get it all nice and squeaky clean for the beginning of the season. Because, you know, so many of those supermarket blends out there are so incredibly dusty that that dust accumulates in your feeders, and you really need to get that out of there.
So we start off with a nice clean feeder. Now,
absolutely.
How do we set up the spot, and how do we choose the spot to put the bird feeder to attract the birds so that you can enjoy them from inside the house?
Well, you know, you always want a nice strategic spot for, you know, where you can see from your window, because going into the wintertime, you're not going to be spending a lot of time sitting outside. So you want to pick a nice and open enough spot, but also you want to near some bushes, because birds, they do like a little bit of cover. So, you know, if you can find a spot that's maybe 10 to 12 feet away from maybe some trees or some shrubs, that'll give the birds that little bit of security so they don't feel so exposed, and give them a little bit of a comfort zone.
So what you want is a place where the birds can look around first before they go to the feeder?
Right, because, you know, you always have to worry about, you know, hawks and stuff. They're always wary of, you know, predators.
Okay, like my next-door neighbor has a cat, so I know I have mine high enough on top of a railing on the deck that I know that
right.
The cat has to come up onto the deck, and he's tried that a couple of times, and he moves very quickly when I open the door. So as long as they can see the area, that's what they want, a nice open spot.
Correct. And, you know, that way they can see the feeder easily. You know, if you've got a nice post-mounted feeder, you know, put it right there out in the open, 10, 12 feet away from bushes. And what's
now,
nice, the next question, of course, is going to be, how do you keep the squirrels off it? I'm very big on using baffles. They do work very effectively. If you've got a post-mounted feeder, you put it, like I said, 10, 12 feet out in the open, away from any tree limbs and stuff or your roof that they can get up on and jump over. And you put that squirrel baffle up on the post about, you know, 5 feet off the ground so they can't jump over it. This way the squirrels aren't harassing the birds when they're trying to eat.
Now, does it matter if you put a bird feeder in an area that's going to be sunny or shady?
It doesn't matter at all. I've got feeders that are in the sun. I've got feeders in the shade. It really doesn't matter.
Okay. So we've chosen the location. We have a clean feeder. What is the best type of seed to start with, and what should we look for not to buy in a bird feed blend?
Well, the number one ingredient that the birds most prefer is black oiled sunflower. Now, our product line, Wild Delight, starts off with sunflower as our base. And then we put, you know, tree nuts in there and fruits. I like to avoid buying mixes that have corn in it, red Milo, because the birds are just going to fling it out onto the ground and make a mess. And, you know, when your stuff is all over the ground, you know, some of those seeds can germinate, you get weeds, you can get a lot of undesirable birds in there. So you want to stick away from those kind of ingredients. I've seen weird stuff like you know, oats and barleys and different grass seeds. So people should really read the ingredients, know what they're buying, what they're paying for. And then, of course,
really
important is watch what the birds are doing at the feeders. If you're buying a mix and the birds are flinging it out, they're telling you they don't want that. They're looking for what they desire. And that is going to be your black oil sunflower, your peanuts, your nuts, your fruit.
So if you have a blend that's got some corn in it, that's and the birds don't want it, they're going to throw it in the ground, and that's going to attract, like, mourning doves and grackles and the birds.
Darlings,
that don't.
Absolutely. You're going to get the undesirable birds. And then, of course, you got to worry about attracting any other, you know, four-legged creatures to come in and clean up off the ground. So you want to keep that area as clean as possible. You want to feed the birds, not, you know, grackles and starlings and mourning doves. You want to get
okay.
pretty, you know, the pretty, the cardinals, the pine siskins, the grosbeaks, the chickadees, the nuthatches. Those are the kind of birds you want. And they don't want the corn. They don't want that red Milo. You know, I mean, white millet, I mean, it serves a purpose. It attracts different types of sparrows. But the majority of your pretty birds really are not fans of white millet. So I personally don't use it in my own feeders.
Okay. Now, your company has done something that nobody has done ever and still doesn't do. Your company, when you make a blend of seed, you add vitamins to the blend,
right.
You add minerals to the blend, and you add electrolytes. Why
right.
do you do this to bird food?
Well, you know, when you think about the stress that birds are under, we've destroyed their habitat. We've taken away a lot of their food sources. We've put pollution in the air. They're under a great deal of stress themselves. So let's help them out. So we put different types of vitamins in there, you know, vitamin A for growth, vitamin D for proper bone development, vitamin E, you know, there's a whole list of vitamins, just like we need vitamins. So we just want to help them out.
Okay.
So we want an overall healthy diet for them. So you choose the good seeds, put a little extra boost in there for them, and you have healthy birds.
I'll tell you the one thing that will really tell our listeners that they have something very, very unique. When you open up a bag of Wild Delight bird food, I want you to smell it. Because many of your blends, you add raisins, cranberries, cherries to it. When you open up that bag and you smell it, it has a scent that's very, very unique.
Right. I mean, we do put fruit in our mixes. I mean, we have one mix that has apples, raisins, cranberries, blueberries, and cherries in it. And that's another reason to read the ingredient panel, because there's so many mixes out there that claim to be a fruit formula. But if you read that ingredient panel, it's just a fruit flavoring that they spray in there, which does nothing to attract the birds. We say we have fruit in the bag. We put fruit in the bag.
So you're taking raisins and cranberries and cherries and blueberries, drying them out, chopping them up
right.
a little bit, and blending them with the seed itself so that the birds have something very, very special to come to.
Correct, because there are a lot of birds out there that eat fruit as well as seed. It's just another important food source, because each ingredient offers the birds different nutrients. So you want to give them that bit of variety. I mean, we need variety, too.
Yeah, we don't want to eat fish every day or beef
exactly.
every single day. Now, when should we start feeding the birds? Is that something that we can start doing now?
Oh, absolutely. See, I'm someone who feeds year-round. You know, and a lot of people do feed year-round. But some people do take the summer off because they feel that the birds should go and forage. What I have noticed that even with my feeders being full, the birds still do naturally forage. It is just in their nature to do. So that's why I just feed year round. I want to get the migratory birds in. I want to see them all year round. But, you know, when it gets colder, you should really think about feeding the birds because they need that extra food to keep their metabolism. Because you remember, birds have to eat their weight in food every day. That's how high their metabolism is.
Wow.
I mean, I laugh when people say, boy, you eat like a bird. And I was like, I hope not, because we would have to eat our weight in food every day just like the birds do. And that, I don't think, is possible for us.
Wow. So they have to eat as much as they weigh every single day.
Every day, because their metabolism is that high. And then, when it starts getting cold out, that metabolism is really revving up to keep them warm, which is why it's another good idea to make sure you offer suet, that nice high fat content to help keep that metabolism revved up.
Now, should we keep suet right near the bird feeder itself, or should that go in a different area?
When you fill the feeders?
Yes.
I go out right to where my spot is, and I fill it right there. I've actually had black-capped chickadees land on my feeder as I'm filling it. It was very exciting. They come to recognize you, and they know you're the person bringing the food, so they're not afraid of me. And trust me, when my feeders are empty, they do let me know. They up in the trees, and they're chirping away, and it's just like, okay, I'm coming. I'm going to fill it. Don't worry.
Now, you said that the best feed for birds would be the oil sunflower. What is the difference between the sunflower that the shell is all black and the one that has stripes on it?
So the black oil is going to have a higher oil fat content in it. That's the main difference between the two.
Terrific. Is there a website that people can go to get some information, Cianne?
Absolutely. It's www.wilddelight.com. And we actually have a birders club that you can join, and you can blog people across the United States and ask bird questions.
Terrific. Cianne, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll talk to you again real soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. You have a great day.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Wanted to get you a little bit excited about feeding the birds and to show you how easy it is. So choose a spot that you can sit back from maybe the kitchen table, looking through a sliding door in your living room. Get a bird feeder set up. Get some good seed with Wild Delight, and believe me, you'll enjoy the winter a lot more watching the birds fly back and forth from the shrubs to the feeder and sing the praises of winter. Don, who's up next?
This is Trisha from Buxton, Maine, who has a question about a hydrangea.
Hi, Trisha. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good.
I have a quick question for you. Late this summer, we were painting the house, and I have a 15-year-old, very mature climbing hydrangea vine that we had to pull away from the house. And my question is, you know, we pruned it up. Is there any way to plant those you know, the prunings that I took off of it? I tried several different mediums, but I'm not having any luck having it root.
So you already have pruned it, right?
I already have pruned it, and I've tried, you know, rooting powder, and I've also tried to just plant it outside. I've put it into, you know, a nice growing medium in pots indoors. I've tried just about everything, and I'm not having any luck having it put out any roots.
Okay. When you look at your climbing hydrangea, you're noticing that it had these air roots that attach itself to your house. And they're the same type of root that's in the ground, but these are used to support the plant. And I've had pretty good luck by taking the actual branch, laying it flush on the ground, and then covering the entire branch with about an inch of soil. And what happens is those air roots change from a support root system to a growing root system. So the problem is right now we're coming into winter. So what I would try is if you still have some of those branches and they haven't dried out, take a plastic flat that you would set seedlings in, put an inch of soil, lay your branches on top of the soil, cover those branches with some soil, keep it moist, keep it warm, and there is a very good chance that if the branches themselves have not dried out, they will produce a root system and will start a brand new plant. Any of these air roots will become a soil root if they're given the right growing conditions. But if you cut the plant, let's say 2 or 3 months ago, there's a very good chance that those stems themselves have already dried out. And once they dry out, then there's nothing left energy-wise to start new ones. If the plant is still in the ground, the main plant, then that plant, because it has a very large root system, will make some new growth quickly, and it will fill in where you have cut it back. So any side shoots that do form, they will replace what you have removed because you did paint the house itself. So try that and see what happens. But, you know, if you cut it down in June to paint the house, those branches have really dried out. Excuse me. And there's no way that they're going to root. But if they're still green, they're still viable, lay them horizontally, cover them with soil, keep them moist, keep them warm, and there's a good chance that they will form for you. If we can help you, give us a call, 800-259-9231. And if you'd like some additional information on gardening, sign up for our newsletter. Go to paulparent.com and click on newsletter. We will send you a newsletter every single Thursday with a whole bunch of information that is for that particular time of the year. And in the weeks to come, a lot on houseplants and holiday plants.